Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Freedom 104.3 FM. Notice I do say sometimes. I'm working on articulating, enunciating my F's better, but I'm going to have to go to therapy, I think. I've got Mike from Lecanto. He's calling. And Mike, do you remember what your question was before we went to the break? Because I do. And if you don't remember it, I'm going to remind you. So give me that question that you gave me just before we went to the break.
Okay, my question is, how much time do we have, and is it too late for us to actually turn this country around to where it's supposed to go?
Mike, we don't have any time at all. I was thinking about that today, is when I heard some more information about what the things that are happening in the U.S. Senate right now. At the same time, things are happening in the U.S. House of Representatives, specifically with regard to this health care bill thing. And the reason why, and it's, I'm not, personally, for health care, against health, I don't care, can I tell you? But what I have to do is analyze what's going on, look at the Constitution, look at the power authority structure, and to see what powers they're trying to exercise. And what I find is, Mike, what they're doing is exceeding any powers that have been given in the Constitution. And what it's going to do is make it so that doctors, think about this. Everybody's complaining about the IRS. The IRS is going to be in partnership with doctors and health maintenance organizations and insurance companies. And what's going to happen is if you do not want to participate in a health insurance program, the power of the state police force is coming after you like you are a criminal. They are making everybody in America a medical martial law criminal that have got to pay essentially pay off protection money in order to not have the action of the police force. So I say that to say, how much time do we have? There is no time. Today, Mike, if anybody's listening out there, he said, how many people are listening? Thousands are listening, Mike. There's no time. It's literally what I was looking at. You heard me say the thing about celebrating the socialist revolution of the first Tuesday in November of 2008, and we're going to have a counter-revolution. It literally, Mike, I don't think, when I look at the Bible, I don't think the revolution's going to take place. It can, but I think what happens is everybody needs to talk to, not just, in fact, if you go to the guy in Orlando who works in Congress, and you go to the person in further up in the other end of Citrus County who's working in Congress right now, I don't think those guys are going to help you. I think they're sort of part of the problem as I'm sitting back and watching. But you know what I see a potential for help? I hate to use the term activist, conscientious legislators in Florida. Right now, I'm thinking, what should we do? I'd say, well, you better pass a law that makes sure that people like you or me or anybody else who doesn't participate in the socialist scheme is not punished. It literally is free from having this thing imposed on them. And I don't, that's just my idea. That's just my opinion. I'm not championing that cause. I'm just brainstorming that as an example of what has to be done. But I tell you what, people are going to have to wake up and start communicating to those people who make laws in Florida and, of course, around the country in their state. They're really going to have to wake up and get conscientious people in control of law to make sure that they're avoiding, averting, and checking every dangerous innovation in preserving the Constitution of this nation. I'm kind of semi-quoting Sir William Blackstone. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I don't know. Chances are very slim of that. That would be a miracle right there if that would ever happen.
Okay, Mike, who's your Florida legislator in your area?
To be quite honest, I have no idea.
No idea. Mike, how come I knew that you were going to say that? Now, the next question, who is the representative to that lower house of the Florida legislature in your area?
Same answer. I don't know.
Okay, Mike. What do we do? How much time have you spent today watching cable TV?
Let's see here.
The Inquisition. I won't ask you any tough questions past this one, okay? How much time have you watched today watching cable TV?
Probably probably all day.
Oh, Mike, nothing. You are essentially, how come I knew that? Because what happens is, Mike, you are the typical American. And what's happened is we've been conditioned to be kind of soothed throughout the day with distraction. It's in-flight entertainment while our plane is in a nosedive. There's some people I was surprised when I interviewed Senator Fasano. He's from the 11th District. I had somebody who'd been in that district forever, and Mr. Fasano's been there forever, and he didn't know that Senator Fasano was his senator. Folks, and I'll tell you what, if you listen to my show every day, you've been hearing I'm actually reading some of the proposed bills that are before the legislature. Nobody else is talking about it. I'm trying to make a difference. Mike, you're listening. So now what you've got to do is, and I don't know how much of you read the Bible. There's a story, and I hate to take this out of the context, but there were times when Jesus would tell people, go sin no more. Okay, you did the wrong thing. Nobody's going to stone you to death today, but let's just take note. And how about changing your course now? If you change your course now, you're going to reap the rewards. So my word for you, Mike, is to not let me be the subject matter expert on the radio, because every day I'm having to dive in and learn this. You find out what your particular bent is. You take one little item that you think that is important to you, become the subject matter expert in it, find out who's making the decisions on that issue in your area, in your community. It might be coming up in the city or the county councils and things like that. And let you on that one little thing shoulder it for the sake of your neighbors who can't do all the homework on everything. But if Mike does a homework on one thing and somebody else does the homework on the other, I'm telling you, you're going to make a difference. Have you been to any tea parties?
No, I work.
I work
for probably just about 40 hours a day.
Okay, well. Tea parties are normally at lunch or something like that. Anything that you could do, I'd encourage you to just find a group to plug in. You're going to find other people who are going, man, I wish I could do something, but I can't do it by myself. It'd be nice to have somebody that walks with you. One of the wisest people on the planet who did the most foolish things was King Solomon. He wrote about having two to agree to do something and working together, and that a threefold cord, that's a three-stranded cord, like a rope, is not quickly broken. The point is that you find people with a similar mind, not a like mind. You need somebody to hold you accountable. You not want to be thinking the same way. And you find out, what is the thing? Is there anything that is like a particular favorite interest to you on an issue of the day that needs to be dealt with?
Quite honestly, I have to take time to think about that one.
Okay, you have to think about that. And you know what? That's great. This is the kind of dialogue I appreciate. If I was in, I've been in conversations with 30 people at a time like this. What you need, and it's what you've got, it's Mike and I having a discussion. And there's thousands of people sitting and listening like flies on the wall. And they're having to concentrate or actually think about and contemplate. What does this conversation have mean in their life? So I appreciate you calling today and taking time. You know what? This was one step of many more steps for you, Mike. And to make sure as you're going along, when you get involved in whatever it is that you're going to be taking on, you're going to get passionate about it. You're going to get upset. But I'm encouraging you, Mike, to love everybody who comes up against you to oppose you and keep a cool head and make sure you win with truth and not with speaking louder. Okay? So that's my admonition to you today, Miguel, and I appreciate you calling here. Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go?
Well, I need some information on the Constitution.
Okay. Well, that's what you do. Do you have access to an internet?
I have no internet. I have no computer.
Okay. So if you stick around, boy, I'm going to have to write you a letter. What I'm going to do, Mike, is I'm going to send you my book, Faith, the Final Frontier. It's an exciting story, but you're going to have to stick around while I close out the show. I've got about 4.5 minutes where I'm going to say some things, so I want you to just, could you call back in about 6 minutes?
Okay.
Okay, give me a call back at 888-850-1872, and I'm going to send some stuff to you. How's that?
Okay. 850-1872, right?
Yep. It's 888-850-1872. It's 850-1-USA.
Okay.
Okay, give me a call back, and we're going to send you some stuff. That's what this is about. This is, you know, I bounce around. There's some things that I could do on this show where I could just take one subject and do a huge, thorough study. We bounce around a little bit. We bounce around to provoke people's thought process, to kind of get them ticked off sometimes. Sometimes have them send, getting on our website, faithfreedoms.org, and sending a comment that just blasts us. It's okay to do that. And I think, you know, the better you can articulate things based on substance, well, I think the more weight it's going to have when you communicate to us. And so I had an audio clip that I was going to play out of Congress, somebody complaining about some of the things that are going on in our country. People in Congress, well, can I tell you what? I don't know what they're doing. There are people that are, they're selling you out. And what's really crazy about this is these plans, these health care plans, I guess it was Senator Snow, she agreed, she says, we've got to do something. I'm voting yes just because we've got to do something. The guys that are doing medical martial law have just won. They don't care how far you go as long as you go in their direction. It's just one foot in front of the other. They're taking you a giant leap right now. And it's like instead of doing a double leap, they're only getting a single leap. But they're getting you to go in the right direction because tomorrow it'll be another step, another crisis. Again, part of the crisis is created by the current mechanism, which is just a tamer version of what they're trying to do now. So, and I personally, politically, I mean, there's a point, this is a political discussion. I personally don't care. There's a certain amount of effects it's going to have on me negatively. When we go to medical martial law, I don't know what's going to happen to me and my family. Because guess what, folks? There's certain things we can't do. There's certain things that we, in our good conscience, for whatever is not of faith is sin, cannot participate in. And what's happening when you go to medical martial law or any kind of martial law, where you're going to use the power of the sword to get you to conform to the societal norm, and it's grieving your conscience, if you're used to standing up, guess what? You're going to suffer. There's a lot of people who complain and say, oh, and they're going to stand up until they get pushed a little. Well, you know, I got to think about myself and my family. Well, maybe. All you're doing is when you capitulate, you're allowing the beach erosion to occur. Unless you put up a wall, man, it's only a matter of time till your beach goes away and the waves come in and completely eliminate your beach house. You've got to put up a wall, and you've got to stand. And if you don't stand, you're going to fall. And I will tell you, the fall will be hard, and even the distance, I think it'll be a more rocky tumble than a free fall. I think you're going to be hurt on the way down. So I want you guys to continue to tune into the show, not for me, but for you. Consider joining Liberty Works Radio Network. We don't want this media to be owned by anybody. We'd like folks to participate with us. It's kind of a solidarity thing, isn't it? But without being forced into it by the point of the sword. Hey, keep tuning into faithfreedoms.org. Check out our website, faithfreedoms.org. We're going to be back. Give us a call at 888-850-1872. We're going to return tomorrow and fill in the blanks with those things that I didn't come up with today.